she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my Good morning.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your host, David Glassengame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hi.
Lane Lewis.
Good morning.
And me, Sybil. Hi.
Hi.
That is the least I've ever heard you talk, Tammy. It was just a one word, hi.
Oh, just wait.
Oh, goody.
I was saving up.
That's right. We're here every Saturday morning taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, or send us an Autoflex Leasing fan text, 43733. And as always, you can and should call Autoflex for your next new car. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. Out of the area, as always, autoflex.com on the World Wide Web. So you can see all of our great pre-owned cars. Set up a test drive in advance, which is probably one of the smartest things you can do. If you want to drive three or four different kinds of cars, a Ford, a Toyota, a Honda, a Mazda. Tell us what you want to drive. Send us, set up a test drive from autoflex.com, and we'll actually have those cars lined up side by side for you so you can come in and drive them all at one place. Also, the Save Money Monday cars are all listed there, and you can see those at either location. This is the commercial part, folks. That you can see those at either location in Tarrant County on I-20, just west of Cooper, or in Richardson, Texas, just north of Dallas, slightly south of Beltline.
Mm-hmm. Later in the show, we're going to tell you if you're a giant Elvis Presley or Johnny Cash fan, how you too can own one of their former cars. But first, let's get into it's tailgating season, and a certain truck wins top tailgate status.
It is. Now, the folks at Car Gurus, who are not always totally serious when they do these surveys, are sometimes somewhat serious, and they really did pick the Ram 1500, the new one, as the best tailgate vehicle in America, and mainly because of the Ram Box cargo management system and the infotainment system. Now, the Ram Box cargo management system is actually two great big containers on the inside of each bed that will hold a total of 240 12-ounce beverage cans, the beverage of your choice, without a cooler.
Wait, it keeps it cold?
Yeah, well, you put ice in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a drain plug?
Yes.
I like the idea, and I like the name Ram Box.
So you can... I won't touch that. Lane's gone. Everybody's gone now. You can load up a whole bunch of adult beverage, and they've got a really cool unconnect infotainment system, which means that you can pipe the music or the game or whatever through the system in the truck and listen to it back there without having to plug anything in or that kind of thing. So it's like great beer and beverage storage and infotainment system so you can hear the game. Now, to let everyone know that they're not totally, totally serious when they do these things, the number three vehicle is the Pontiac Aztec.
Right.
And they say that it is, in fact, one of the ugliest vehicles ever made, but for tailgating, it was extremely functional. Now, they haven't made the Aztec since 2005, and you don't see a lot of them anymore. Most of them are dead now.
Or on Breaking Bad.
That's right.
Or on Breaking Bad.
I think the people that were voting were Breaking Bad fans.
Now, the number two car for tailgating they listed, which I thought was really interesting, was the Honda Odyssey, which was like number 10 last year, but number two this year. And I'm wondering if it's because of the vacuum system.
Oh.
That, and there's so much. Now, this is sad to say, I don't know if that back seat still flips out the opposite direction, too. So you lift the, you open the tailgate, and then that back seat that normally faces forward, you could unlatch it and flip it so that it's not like it's the minivan.
Like a bench seat. Almost?
Yeah, but it's facing out.
Okay.
So you can pull in the van, open the tailgate, sit in that seat, watch your soccer game or your football, whatever you're doing on the sideline, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
It is pretty cool. Yeah. And again, they have that built-in vacuum system in one of the lines of the Honda Odyssey where if you have a kid that eats like Cheerios.
Popcorn.
Yeah, you can vacuum it up with the car, which is a brilliant idea.
And then you're already shaded as well when you sit inside the van.
Yeah,
sure.
They're awesome.
Moving right along, the number four car was the Toyota 4Runner. The number five car, one of my favorite cars, they're not going to make it anymore, the Ford Flex. Just a great car, and it's just such a revolutionary kind of a look that I think A lot of people don't get it. Yeah, because it looks like a big box.
Yeah.
It is a big box.
But here's
box
the cool
on wheels.
Thing. It's really, really quiet. It's very good to drive, and it's got a very low entry height.
Yeah.
So if you are loading things into it, or if you've got kiddos
Small
you're loading
children.
Into it, mm-hmm. it is really, really handy. I like the Ford Flex. Say goodbye, Ford Flex.
Mm.
Number six is the Honda Ridgeline, which, again, I really love, and it has built-in storage in the trunk, in the bed as well, and it's lockable in that car. Finally, going down the list, the Chrysler Town & Country, the Ford F-150. I don't know if it's the new one, the 15 aluminum truck, or the old one, the steel truck. Honda Fit was ninth.
What?
Yeah.
That's a tiny little baby car.
It's a box.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the back seat.
You can lift up that seat and store things, I
yeah.
suppose.
See, okay. the back seat flips up, and that whole area between the back of the front seats and where that flips up becomes storage area. It's really good for you if you have dogs, too.
Okay.
Yeah. But you can put ice chests there. And
oh,
finally,
sure.
this one I don't understand, the Evolvo XC90, but whatever. You know, so if you're looking for a great tailgate vehicle this year, and people actually do, Ram 1500 won, according to the car gurus.
Yes, and if you want to check out that list again, go to autoflex.com, click on the Facebook link, and like us, follow along with all the stories we talk about. So,
go ahead. No, you.
No.
Well, I was just going to comment on the video you posted, the Redneck Fail, on Facebook, David. Was that a Ford F-150 truck that... jumped that hill and
it didn't do well.
And why
it was
did
a
he
Raptor.
Do that?
I don't,
oh, that's right. It was a Raptor.
Someone thought it was a great idea. Someone with a new Raptor decided to hit a hill, a very steep hill, at about 60 miles an hour. And the Raptor flies way up in the air. Unfortunately, the engine weighs more than the bed.
Uh-oh.
And the front end came down rather abruptly, smashing the truck all to heck. Deployed all the airbags. The guy that was driving wasn't doing too good. They had to like help him out and lay him on the ground. They had to call an ambulance. If you've got a new Ford truck, don't run it over a big ramp at 60.
Yeah, these were the kind of hills where you see, you know, the motorbikes, motocross.
Yeah.
And tricks.
Right.
You know, where they're flying in the air. It takes a... You don't run your regular truck.
I guess he thought a Raptor could handle
it.
He
went flying.
He
was wrong. You guys need to check this out on our Facebook page. It's crazy. Anyway, sorry, I know it's completely off, but
I can't
get it out of my head.
I am going to check that out.
<It's cr>
So we've talked about the new valet mode that's coming out on some cars where you can pretty much set your car that valet drivers, you can watch everything they do. And now GM is saying, Corvette owners, we might have a little issue.
Here's proof there's too many lawyers. Okay. GM designed this new valet mode so that if you had a Corvette, a 15 Corvette, and you checked it with a valet, you could watch him.
Yeah.
You could hear what was going on. You could see where your car was on your iPhone. It was all part of the $1,795 track package because they had a package that they had designed so you could run the car on the track and keep track of the speed and angles on turns and all that neat stuff. And then they figured out with just a little camera on the inside, they could turn it into like a valet watcher.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? It's against the law in 12 states to record audibly anyone without their permission.
I think Texas is one of those states.
No, it's not.
Oh. It's not.
I thought as long as one person knows,
trust
is that
me.
The thing?
Nope. Yeah, as long as one person knows in Texas, you're legal.
Okay.
So, but California, Michigan, and 10 other states, you can't legally record anyone. So, basically, GM is now saying they're going to send out a fix. So, I guess they're going to have a thing that pops up on the screen that goes, by the way, you're being recorded right now, which probably would have as much effect. In fact, as a deterrent, maybe it's got a better effect than just the ability to see the guy take a Ferris Bueller's Day Off ride in your new Corvette.
Right. I guess, I mean, I like that. It's like whenever you walk into a building and it says you're under surveillance on camera, you know, it's kind of the same warning, which I don't know if anybody acts any differently. I always just assume we're on camera wherever we are. Because there's so many surveillance cameras everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, anyway, if you've got a 15 Vet and you've got that performance data recorder in valet mode, in Texas, you can legally use it. 10 other states, you got to warn whoever's getting in that they are going to be recorded if they're in your car driving it and the car's in the valet mode. The valet mode also did things like locking compartments that you didn't want the valet into and neat stuff like that. So I really thought it was a great idea.
Yeah.
But I had a Corvette. Nobody was driving it.
What if you have to valet, though?
I wouldn't valet.
Really? What if you're wearing high heels and you go somewhere like to a concert and you have to park
take some
a mile and a half away?
I'd take a little bag that'll fit in my purse. Carry those shoes. I've done it.
All right.
Yep.
Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, a couple of Autoflex leasing fan texts. The first one, interesting, why isn't the Ram named a Dodge anymore? Ooh. That is because they decided to split that Ram brand off as a specific brand and promote it as a specific brand separate from the other vehicles that Fiat Chrysler makes. And you'll notice I said Fiat Chrysler because Chrysler is actually owned by Fiat. So, and their headquarters is in London, which is really confusing. But anyway, that's why they decided to promote it as an individual brand, and that's what they're doing. Secondly, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. What's the benefit of going through you guys rather than a dealership? Is it better to cut out the middleman? Well, it's according to which middleman you're talking about.
Yeah,
because
that's exactly right.
There's middlemen all the way through. One of the biggest benefits is probably price, and here's why. When you go to a dealership, they have something called a pack. And it can be up to $15, $16, $1,700.
Whatever they want to be.
Yeah. And that is the portion of the profit that they don't pay the salesman on. So when he sits down to deal with you, he's starting $1,000 over. He's starting $1,200 over, $1,700 over his cost. That's where you start with them. So we buy the car from the fleet department. We get lots of great incentives. And we can start off for less than he can. So that's the first advantage. The biggest advantage is it doesn't take 5.5 hours to do it.
Yes.
I got a call from a customer this last week, or an email, and then I called him back. And he said, you know, he said, we listened to your show on Saturday, and we did exactly what you said not to do. We went to a car dealer. He said we were there for almost 5 hours. We were so disgusted. We couldn't believe we were going through all that. Wish we'd listened to you, or wish we had not done that deal. And the fact is, really, most places you go, you're going to do that. Now, there are exceptions, and there are great car dealers out there.
Yes, there certainly are.
But the process that they put you through is really sort of onerous. Most people just want a car. They just want to get a car. They don't want to meet the service manager. They don't want to take a tour of the dealership. They don't want to see the parts department. They certainly don't want to talk to three or four people.
No.
So if you deal with Autoflex, you deal with one person. He takes care, or she takes care of everything, handles the financing, handles getting your trade appraised. We'll pick up your trade and bring a new car for you to test drive, leave it with you, bring your trade back, get it appraised, take it back to you. We'll do all of those things for you. So maybe the biggest advantage is just the convenience factor. How much time do you have to spend, especially if you're looking at two or three different cars, shopping for cars? Sybil's experience was pretty typical, and you looked at how many cars?
I looked at three, a Lexus, a Beamer, and an Infiniti, which was great because ordinarily I would have had to go to three different places to check out those three different makes. But I got to test drive them all one right after another, so it was fresh in my mind what I liked and didn't like about each one. And then I did the paperwork over the phone. I mean, I just gave all my info. Y'all typed it into the FlexLease computer system. And then a couple days later, they brought my keys right here to the radio station, and I signed in a commercial break. So it is super easy.
And we know Sybil is special, but we treat everyone like they're
right.
special.
Yeah,
and I want to mention a situation yesterday. A nice lady came by to bring by her proof of income and driver's license, things like that. She was going to be we have a special finance division, too. And so she had a couple hurdles to get over. Mm-hmm. So she thought, well, I'll just bring that by now. She had set up her appointment for the following Friday. I picked up her steps. I said, so why do you want to wait until next Friday? Since you're here, do you have time to meet with a specialist? And she looked at her daughter, and she's like, well, yeah, let's get this over with, you know. So called over, and a lady came over to assist her. And I was on my way out to lunch. I had a doctor's appointment, so it was a little bit longer than an hour, but less than two, and I was back. And when I walked through the back door, they let me know that she bought a car.
Wow.
She was gone already.
That's awesome.
Okay, now let me tell you the amazing thing about the story is she had a zero Beacon score.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that was possible.
She had not had credit in a long, long time, and her Beacon score was actually zero.
Wow.
And we were able to get her into a car and get her into a car quickly.
That's amazing.
So, you know, you could spend a month of Saturdays going around to one place after another, or you can give us a call.
That's right.
We do try to make it as easy as possible for you, because then it's also easy for us, too.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to go through that stress.
817 or 972-234-1234. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah. We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Happy Saturday. Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, with your hosts, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. Phone number to the studio, write this down, 877-881-1053. Or send us an AutoFlex Leasing fan text. Write this down, 43733. Or call AutoFlex. Write these numbers down.
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, AutoFlex.com, where you can go and apply for a lease online. You can learn a lot about leasing, because leasing works really well for a lot of folks, but some folks it doesn't work for. And you can find out whether it'll work for you or not. Here's the biggie. You can actually get a black book appraisal on your trade-in at AutoFlex.com without talking to anybody. Now, they're going to ask you to answer a lot of questions about your car, but if you answer them all accurately, it'll give you a really good black book appraisal on your car free from your friends at AutoFlex.
And accurately means if you have a couple dents or maybe some stains in the interior, you don't say it's in mint condition.
That's correct. The only car that is in mint condition is one that's brand new that has not been driven yet. It's true.
Or a classic that's been fully restored.
And not touched.
All right. AutoFlex Leasing fan text, 43733. What are your thoughts on the Mini Countryman?
They are really fun to drive. They have a lot of equipment on them for the size of the car, and you get a ton for your money. Mm-hmm. A ton of stuff for your money.
Good fuel economy, too.
Great fuel economy. They've got a new five-door coming out. We talked about that on last week's show.
Yep.
They're going to go to the shop some. Part of the deal. Mm-hmm. Now, the people that drive them love them, and they know that that's part of the deal. So, I like the car personally. It's just going to go to the shop some.
Just remember, it has a good warranty, a 4-year, 50,000-mile basic bumper-to-bumper warranty. So, it's a great vehicle to lease. And then I'm a firm believer in an extended service agreement. If you're going to keep your vehicle beyond the factory warranty and you like the peace of mind of, you know what, if something does break, it's going to be covered under the warranty, other than maintenance, right?
Right.
So I'll go in and you can get a zero deductible, $100 deductible, all of that bases the price, just like with health insurance. You know, lower your deductible, the more the premium is, right? So buy the extended service agreement, and you're good to go, because it's not cheap to do the repairs on those cars.
If it's and if you're looking for an extended service agreement, we have those at AutoFlex. Get it within the warranty period of the car, certainly, mm-hmm. because if you let the car get out of warranty, the extended service agreements become a lot more expensive.
And listen, here's something really. If you don't think you're going to keep the car, you don't know for sure. Let's say you bought the car from the dealer, and mm-hmm. they offer an extended service agreement. Get it, or through whoever it is that you want to use, do your research, buy the extended service agreement, but make sure it is one that can be transferred to the next owner, because then if you decide to sell that car on your own, that is a great selling point, mm-hmm. because they're buying a vehicle, even if it is outside the new factory warranty, it still has the remainder of this extended service agreement. It's a great selling point, and then if you don't sell it on your own and you use it as a trade-in, you most likely can get a prorated refund on the unused portion.
And that's what most people don't think about. They trade in their car, and they've paid for an extended warranty, and there's still some life in the warranty. Mm-hmm. They'll refund you based on a prorated basis, part of your cost again.
Okay, so keep
just
that
more
in
money.
Mind.
Did you get the money?
Of your lease. I had to use my rebate, I mean not rebate, my warranty this week, actually. It's funny, my husband's car was in the shop, and so I had let him use mine for the day, and he calls me up. He sure did. He calls me and he's like, your car's not starting. And it's one of those keyless entries.
He broke your car.
I guess so. And I'm like, is your foot on the brake? Yes. Is the is the car in park? Yes. And so I'm like, well, I don't know what to do then. So we ended up calling, and they came out and replaced the battery right there on site.
Awesome.
So warranties do come in handy. Not a cent out of my pocket.
Good.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one more real quick call, because I got a call from a lady yesterday afternoon, and she's one of our old-time customers. And she actually called for Tammy, and
mm-hmm.
Tammy
Alicia.
Was out, so Alicia. I took the call. And she had had an accident in her car, a one-car accident, and the car was not drivable. The front tires were both flat, and she was really, really, you know, it's very, very frightening. It's very upsetting when you have an accident in your car, and you don't really think in line like you might. It really upsets you. And so I was able to work with her. We found the phone number to her insurance company. We found a way to tell her everything she needed to know to move forward with getting the car into the shop, getting your insurance company notified and getting her car toward repair, and also looking into whether or not she had rental car coverage and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the service you get when you do business with us, because that's what we do. We do what we do. We have for years, and we know all of the stuff.
Right.
So, and she's a lovely lady, and I'm sorry she wrecked her car.
She is. She calls me for everything.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a husband.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know,
anytime she's got a car question, yeah.
Makes me feel good that she calls. Hi, Tim. And she always says, I love you at the end. I know. I love her so much.
Well, about a month ago, everyone heard the story of Tony Stewart out on the racetrack. And unfortunately, he had gotten into a little tiff with Kevin Ward Jr. And Ward made the decision to get out of his car. And as Tony was coming around the corner, he ended up hitting him. And Kevin Ward didn't make it. So now there's been an update in the story that came out this week.
Yeah, a grand jury in Ontario County, New York, ruled that there was no evidence, or there was not enough evidence, to indict Tony Stewart, in the death of Kevin Ward. There were approximately 24 witnesses that testified in front of the grand jury, and at the end of all the testimony, they said that there was no basis to file a charge against Tony Stewart for any crime, so he was no-billed by the grand jury. The interesting thing I thought that came out of this was that the grand jury said that marijuana was detected in Ward's system during the autopsy. And the first time I heard that, I thought, well, what the heck does that have to do with anything? Because, the poor guy's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And why do they even bring that up? But also, in reading up on this, they said the levels were enough to impair his judgment. And that, I think, probably was a mitigating factor, because if your judgment is impaired,
He wouldn't have gotten out of the car.
Or he certainly wouldn't have run out, maybe, or he may not have run out. He was certainly angry,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he might not have taken the actions to run out on the track and approach Tony Stewart as he was driving by, going however fast he was going on mm-hmm. a dirt track, which there's not a lot of control.
Right.
So anyway, I was a little surprised by the mention, but then I understood when they said it was enough to impair his judgment that probably was a mitigating factor.
And Tony Stewart did release a statement a few weeks ago saying it's been the toughest, most emotional experience of his life, and it's going to stay with him forever. So he's got to live with that, too.
I know.
And he also states that he may not run in any more sprint car races.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think he intended to.
He would always think of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know? So let me just loop that around to texting and driving.
Yeah.
Because this, obviously, there was no texting and driving going on. But the fact is, someone lost their life. And even though it wasn't his fault, he's going to live with that forever. And so 3 times in this past week, people have almost run over me. I don't know. I feel like a big target. I think I'm a good driver. I stay in my own lane. I'm watching everybody. And I've had to slam on my brakes to keep people from hitting me when they cut me off.
Mm-hmm.
And then another guy, I think, almost rear-ended me last night. He came up so fast and then went around me. And I turned on my blinker. I had to turn right off the road. I think he wasn't paying any attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden looked up and saw me. How would you feel if you hurt somebody because you weren't paying attention? And that's how I look at that. So I'm done with my little rant about paying attention. It's a car. You can kill somebody so easily, just barely hit them and they go flying. And so
yeah.
Pay attention, please.
Very true.
Don't text and drive.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
AutoFlex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, with David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil Summers. Phone number to the studio is 877-881-1053, or send us an AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, you can and should call AutoFlex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. As always, AutoFlex.com, where you can see all of our great pre-owned cars, and you can apply for a lease or a loan online. And we actually have several applications, so if you've got great credit and you want to lease a car, you can go that way. If your credit may be a little damaged, we've got AutoFlex 2, which can help you, if you have damaged credit, get you into a great car at a payment you can afford.
Yes, and we've got lots of AutoFlex Leasing fan techs coming in now. One person asks, how do you feel about CarMax?
I like it in the rain. No. Okay. CarMax is a nationwide retailer of used cars. And if I am selling a car, I am selling it to CarMax because they will pay top dollar for a used car. If I'm buying a car, I'm going to look at other options as well because they also charge top dollar for their cars. That's just how it is.
Okay, good to know. I want to give some quick love to our friend Tyson Pfeiffer. He's a comedian who was on American Ninja Warrior. And I ran into him last night at McKinney Oktoberfest, and he said he listens every Saturday to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, and today he's heading to Houston, and he'll have us on. So much love to you, at Tyson the Comic.
Well, that and I love American Ninja Warrior.
Oh, what me too.
Totally addicted to that.
Yeah. Me three.
You know, while we're doing shout-outs, we've got a great customer named Danny Boone who listens every week, and I've been meaning to mention Danny's name. And also, Jim Woodard listens every week. Jim and his family have gotten four or five cars from us, and he listens every week. So hello, Jim, and hello, Danny.
Hello, Jim and Danny.
Hello.
We just mentioned Tyson's heading down to Houston, and it's a good time to be taking road trips right now because gas prices are going down.
It is. In fact, very shortly, gasoline may start with a 2 instead of a 3 per gallon.
Yeah!
Is that crazy?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So 2003.
Actually, it is below $3 a gallon in several cities around the country right now. So I think in Dallas, it's still running a little above 3. In fact, I saw 313, I think, on regular the other day. But there's a lot of reasons for that, and one of which is it's the fall. People drive less in the fall, which means that the gasoline stores rise, and it's supply and demand. If there's less demand and the supply is greater, it costs less. So part of the reason, it's the fall and people are driving less. Another part of the reason, it's cheaper to make gas for the winter than it is gas for the summer. The additives for winter blend gas are less expensive than they are for summer blend. So it always goes down some in the winter, no matter what. Reason number four, nothing's blown up lately. No hurricanes, no weird stuff, no big, huge natural disasters.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, you knock on wood. And that is one of the reasons, because that is, if you look at the Gulf, where most of our oil comes from, or a lot of it comes from, they're very, very sensitive to hurricanes. That shuts them down there. So we just haven't had any, and that helps. Reason number five, consumer confidence. People aren't really feeling great right now about stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world. That causes people to be a little
Stay
more
home.
Cautious.
Yeah.
And finally, there's more oil than there used to be. We are net exporters of oil and have been since 2013. The last year we have record on, 2013, we actually exported 7.7 million barrels of oil while we imported 7.6. So we're making more oil than we're actually importing, and the cost of oil has gone down. Why? Because we frack now. And now, Jed Clampett used a shotgun to frack with, but the reality is fracking has given us a supply of oil that has increased greatly over where we were even 5 years ago and certainly over 10 years ago. So now we actually have a bit of a glut of oil for the first time in since 1997. So it's good news. The fracking thing is another interesting thing we could go into on another show, but there's a lot of people that say they're against fracking. The fracking itself is not what people are against. They're against oil and chemicals getting in their groundwater, and that actually came from bad well casings because they frack before they put the well in. And when they put the well in, if they don't put in a good well casing, it leaks, and that's what it did 5-10 years ago. And a lot of people are very, very against fracking, but the reality is now when they put in a well casing, it's good because they understand it much better than they did.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, good to know. And I'm just excited about the bottom line, which is that gas prices are going down.
More money in my pocket?
Yes, well, ma'am.
And mm-hmm. that's the other thing. I mean, it really does help everyone because everything you buy is somehow related to gasoline.
It is.
Because it's transported in some way. And certainly your daily commute is affected by it. But your groceries and everything else, if gasoline goes down, it's good for everybody.
Mm-hmm. It's good to know. If you're driving a Ford, you'll want to pay special attention to this story because there's lots of recalls going on.
Yeah. Ford announced this week that they were recalling 850,050. They got it down. 850,050, 2013 and 2014 vehicles for an electrical flaw that could cause the airbags and seatbelt pretensioners to malfunction in the event of a crash, which is not good. 2013 and 14 Ford C-Max, Ford Fusion, Ford Escape, and Lincoln MKZs are affected. This is actually the 12th recall involving the 2013 Escape. That's the redesigned Escape. But they did note, and I thought this was interesting, that there was no single recall that affected all of the Escapes. They were all affected, but not by any one single recall. I'm not sure where the bright side of that is. Anyway, you can call your local Ford dealer, go online, you can find out if your car is affected, and they will tell you, and then you can go in and get the repair done.
I've been thinking a lot about recalls and all the new cars because my lease is coming due and I'll be making a decision about my next vehicle in the next few months. So, David, we talked about this before, whether recalls really affect the future resale value, and they don't seem to. So I had to kind of pare this down and think about my own desire, you know, what kind of trouble do I want to have with my car, and and why are the recalls happening? And I started thinking how sophisticated these vehicles have become, even in the past 10 years.
Yes.
Much less in the past 20. Okay, but in the past 10 years with all the technology, the more goodies we put in there, the more safety features we add to try to make it keep us safe.
Infotainment.
More likely, and I remember a long time ago in the 90s, selling a vehicle to a farmer and he wanted a truck, and he didn't want the power locks or windows. And those were becoming quite popular. Everybody wanted them back then, but it wasn't like standard
right,
like it really is now. He said, no, I don't want those power windows and power locks because that's just one more thing to break.
Well, and he's right.
Right.
I mean, it's, the more stuff you put on a car, the more there is
now,
to
now, it's not power windows and locks we're worried about breaking. It's
right,
our navigation or our Bluetooth or our airbags or something else. So I guess we're not supposed to let them completely freak us out.
No. Probably not. Autoflex Leasing fan text, what about the Toyota Tundra? It's a great truck. Mm-hmm. It's just a great truck. It's going to cost more going in than some of its competitors. It's going to be worth more when you sell it than some of its competitors. Mm-hmm. So it costs more going in. It's worth more at the end. It's probably going to give you less problems, although pretty well everything made now is really, really nice. It's a good product.
Mm-hmm.
And on the recall, I mean, you know, the other thing that happened this week was Chrysler announced 349,000. I was like, it's always like half a million or something. 349,000 vehicles because of an ignition switch defect, which may make everyone remember the 2.6 million cars that were recalled by GM because of the same thing. In this case, the ignition switch, Chrysler says, may inadvertently slip out of the run position without driver intervention. In other words, it may change positions on you at some time. All on its own. But now this is older vehicles. These are vehicles that were built in 2008, the Dodge Charger, the Dodge Magnum, the Chrysler 300 sedan, the Grand Cherokee, and the Jeep Commander. So it is older vehicles that it affects. And it, just like Tammy mentioned, recalls don't have any effect on resale values now, which is really interesting. The popularity of the car and the looks and the appeal of the car has a lot more to do with it. And I think because recalls probably don't really affect anyone other than being inconvenienced to go in and get them fixed.
Right.
The chances of having an accident from a recall are almost infinitesimal. And so it doesn't really affect you. And you don't think about it that way. It's just part of, I mean, there's tons of recalls now.
Mm-hmm. Right. That ignition switch being knocked out of place on the GM cars, they determined that wasn't necessarily the reason for the crashes. A lot of the time, some of those people had been under the influence and they weren't driving safe to begin with. But the end result was, you know, and I don't know if they would have made it if the airbag had deployed. So
right,
there's just, the bottom line is, drive safe. You know, all of this stuff is there to help.
Yes.
But guess what? If we'll all just pay attention and drive safely, well, enough said.
Well, and I think it's interesting that GM has taken responsibility for this and stepped up and said they're going to, you know, work with the families and all that neat stuff. And there's 21 cases now that they're working on that were actually fatalities that they've accepted responsibility for. So certainly there was responsibility there on their part, and they've accepted that, and certainly it's a horrible deal. But there's always mitigating factors.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, again, we need to be responsible for ourselves.
Right.
And then hopefully the car, when those circumstances prevail that we just can't control, then hopefully we have enough safety features in the car to keep us protected.
Amen, Aunt
but it
Tammy.
Starts, I'm sorry, I just can't help it.
It starts
especially
with
after
you.
Three times this week.
I know.
Close calls.
That's crazy.
I would announce their license plate numbers on the air, but I'm just not that mean.
Do it!
No. But one was a Ford Expedition. They were all Fords, and I was driving a Ford Expedition, a Ford F-150 crew cab, and then a little Ford Ranger.
Right. I've said this before. I want to start a website, youreanidiot.com, and you can go on there and upload pictures of people who either parked in two spots
what
or cut you off
idea.
In traffic, or, yeah, you put their license plate number, and that would be huge.
Let's do it.
I know. So nobody go book that yet because I'm going to do it after the show. We got to make a pit stop. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
AutoFlex Lease, oh yeah.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Your hosts are David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. Our phone number is 877-881-1053 if you want to give us a shout. Maybe you're going back and forth between a couple of cars and you want some expert advice. Fantext blowing up now at the AutoFlex Leasing Fantext 43733. And you can call AutoFlex. Maybe today you're going to do some car shopping. It's nice weather for a test drive. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. And always AutoFlex.com where you can see the Save Money Monday cars. And here's what those mean. We send cars to auction every Tuesday. If you're in the market for a pre-owned car, it's a great time to shop at AutoFlex on Monday. Here's why. We know we're going to get wholesale for them when they go to auction. That's what you get. So we reduce the price and sell them to the public on Monday. And it's a real deal, folks. You can save some money on a great used car, pre-owned truck, SUV, sedan. We always have a good mixture. Give us a call. Go by and see them. You're going to like them, and you'll save some money.
Yes. So I've seen before at the gas station Lamborghini sunglasses or a Maserati lighter, and now it looks like Mazda's getting get in on the game.
It's sort of strange. We'll see how this works because Mazda is pondering designer goods to sell along with their vehicles, and Mazda has announced that they are going to become an upscale automotive company. Easy for me to say. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that if you buy a Mazda that you should buy their new artsy metal and leather chair, which is really sort of cool looking, but it looks like probably it's a $5,000 chair. And I'm not sure Mazda has the panache to pull this off, but they're going to try, they say, and they're going to come out with a line of upscale items that, other than the chair, they haven't been specific to market along with Mazda under the Mazda brand. You know, Porsche does that. They've got Porsche designed sunglasses and driving shoes and jackets and things like that that they sell. They're all darned expensive. And Mazda says, since they're going to be an upscale car, they're going to have upscale stuff too.
This always reminds me of something you see in those knockoff shops, you know, like where you can buy a fake Fendi purse or something,
right.
And it's always got the Porsche jacket. It's like a giant leather jacket with the emblem on the back. I would never want to wear one of those, but is there an actual market for it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gosh, I guess maybe it's guys or something who are interested.
Okay,
so,
we've got a good AutoFlex Leasing fan text here. I've got a 2002 4Runner with 201,718 miles.
Woo-hoo.
I think maybe they're driving. And never had a timing belt change. Doesn't have a belt or a chain. If it is if it's a six-cylinder, it probably is. It's got a belt for sure, and it's due. I would get it changed before it fails. Also, she's got a one-year-old GMC. Will I get the same service? The newer trucks are great. I would still get an extended warranty with it. You're going to need it more than likely. You won't need it maybe with a Toyota. They tend to be more reliable.
Mm-hmm. So the North American Car and Truck of the Year is in, and the Detroit 3 came out strong.
Well, they did. For the first time they've got seven vehicles in the running. The Chrysler 200, the 2015 Ford Mustang, the Chevrolet Colorado and its counterpart, the Canyon, the GMC, the new Chevrolet Tahoe, the all-aluminum-bodied Ford F-150, and the Lincoln MKC are among the remaining first nominees for the North American Car of the Year. And the reason I say first nominees is this runs through several different processes, and these will be pared down in December. And the finalist will be announced on December the 9th. And then in January, the winners will be announced at the American International Auto Show. So the list as it stands right now for Car of the Year for 2014, Acura TLX, Audi A3, Chrysler 200, Ford Mustang, Honda Fit, Hyundai Genesis, Hyundai Sonata, Mercedes-Benz C-Class, Toyota Camry, and Volkswagen Golf GTI. For the 2015 North American Truck of the Year, the Audi, and this is SUVs also, the Audi Q3, Chevrolet Colorado, Chevrolet Tahoe as mentioned, the new Ford F-150, GMC Canyon, Lexus NX, Lincoln MKC, Mercedes-Benz GLA Class, the Nissan Murano, the Subaru Outback, and the Toyota Highlander, and then the all-new Porsche Macan, which is coming out for the first time this year. One of the things that you learn when you read up about this is it's not necessarily that these are just fabulous driving cars. A lot of these are on the list because they're brand new and they're in some way revolutionary or they're a big difference in what's been out in the past. So like the 2015 Ford truck, they haven't even driven it yet. But it is the first all-aluminum body truck. That's sort of a revolutionary thing, so it's included on the list.
Gotcha. And who votes for these?
These are writers from all automotive writers from all over the country, and they're elected to be able to do this. They're by their peers. So it's sort of an honor to be chosen to be one of the electees.
Nice. Getting some more AutoFlex Leasing fan texts here at 43738.
I'm a big guy, and I want a roomy, comfy ride. I know pickups and SUVs, but any other recommendations?
That's how a big guy talks to me.
Was that your big guy talking thing?
Okay. I'm a big guy.
A couple of things. The new Chevrolet Impala is terribly, terribly roomy. It's a great car. The Toyota Avalon, again, a comparable car to that, big and roomy. All your SUVs and trucks.
And for highline vehicles, the Mercedes S-Class, the Lexus LS, the BMW 7 Series, they're all quite roomy.
And one of the roomiest cars in the world that you wouldn't think about, the Porsche 911.
Really?
Yeah, it's built to hold really big people if it needs to.
However, it's getting down into the car.
That's a problem.
And back up out of it, so you kind of need a little lift.
Right.
For me, it's a controlled fall to get in.
And then it's a...
Yes, to get back out. That's how I know I'm getting old, because now I start to like go, when I get up and like, when I get down.
The next rich person is going to invent something that helps people get in and out of their cars.
Oh my gosh, how lazy are we? If you need something to help to get in and out of the car.
AutoFlex Leasing fan text. I have a 2013 Chrysler 200. I want to trade it and get a Nissan 370Z. Big change, don't blame you. Would it be better to lease or buy to keep the payments down? Okay. A couple of considerations. Number one, what do you own the 2013 Chrysler 200? Because that's going to become an issue. If you're in an equity position, it makes it really easy. The last part of the question is very simple. How do you save money every month? You save it by leasing the car because you're only going to pay for the part of the car you're going to use. Mm-hmm. If you buy the car, you have to finance the whole amount and make payments on the whole amount. If you lease the car, we figure out what the car is going to be worth at the end of the lease. We subtract that from what you pay because that's going to be what it's worth when you give it back to us. So you don't have to pay for that. You just pay for the part of the car you're going to use. That's why the payments are less.
And the end of the lease should be when you believe you're going to want to drive a different or newer vehicle.
Right.
So for me, a 3-year is actually too short.
Okay.
It went by too quickly this time. I did a 39-month. It was too fast. My next one will probably be at least 4, but probably 5 years. Mm-hmm. Because I don't drive very many miles. I don't treat my car like everybody treats the phones and wants the newest different version every single time. I kind of get comfortable with the car. It's easy. And with the way technology is changing, I don't want to learn a whole new product every 3 years.
Right.
5 is enough. So I'll probably do a longer lease term. And then I'll just do an extended service agreement to give me warranty coverage for the whole 5 years. And then I'll be good to go.
One of the best arguments I ever heard for getting a longer term on a lease was a guy said, I thought about how long do I want to wait to have to go through this again?
Well, a good way to look at it.
He'd been out shopping for cars and he was beat. He was just beat.
Well, that's a good point as well. And then another good reason is once you do work out a good deal on your lease and you've got a comfortable payment, just know that that next model that comes out is only going to go up in price.
Mm-hmm.
And that means your payment will also be more. So how often do you want to increase your cost?
And one other thing, never lease a car for one day longer than you plan on keeping it. Do not listen to anyone that says we'll get you out early.
Right.
There is no guarantees, and they're selling. I'm telling you. If they start with, hey, listen, don't worry, we'll get you out early, run.
That's on the
go
upfront
somewhere else.
Side.
Yeah.
But we have a wonderful program in our FlexLease computer at the office that goes through and plucks out all the people that look like they are in a break-even or equity position if it's a lease or a loan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it happens more often with a loan than it does with a lease because the whole idea with the lease was not to pay too much. Just
right.
pay for the part you're using and have that.
That's value. Why you can't get out early because you haven't paid as much. If you pay a bunch more, you can get out.
Mm-hmm. But we're going through a period now where when residual values dropped, when the economy was, you know, not doing so well, the residual values dropped. So sometimes we can find a deal where we can trade you out early, but that's when we're calling you and you're already in the car. We're going to take you out.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, do I have to put a down payment on a lease? No, you do not. There's no need to put a down payment on a lease. The idea in leasing a car is to spend as little money on the car as possible. If it requires a down payment to reach a certain payment, if you've seen one of those $219 a month ads that require a big down payment, find out how much it's going to cost without the big down payment and don't make the down payment.
Right.
It's a waste of money.
TiVo ads. Pause it when it's got the fine print on the screen and you'll see how much it's really going to cost.
For only $3,895 up front, plus tax, title, and license.
Which then turns into $6,000.
Yes. All right. Well, we're out of time. Man, today flew by, but I guess time does fly when you're having fun. If we didn't get a chance to get to your question, please call AutoFlex. They're open right now at either 817 or 972-234-1234, or you can go to the website autoflex.com. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to Lane. For David and Tammy, I'm Sybil. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle.